I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The governors of California, New Mexico, and Texas were in Mexico City today. They were calling for more U.S. help for Mexico's fight against drug traffickers. That fight isn't going well. There's been so much drug-related violence lately that the private intelligence group Stratfor put out a report asking the question, is Mexico on the road to becoming a failed state? Here's more from our reporter, Lauren Madelon.
Before missions against drug cartels, Mexican Army Special Forces pledge loyalty to their country. They yell out, everything for Mexico. The special forces are part of the 20,000 troops sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to reinforce local police and help stamp out the drug gangs. One Mexican commando says nothing less than the survival of Mexico is at stake.
En mi corazón se siente todo el dolor que nos han afectado todas esas personas.
The soldier says, in my heart, I feel the pain these people are inflicting. I'm proud to be taking on the cartels. They're threatening to destroy our families and our country. Stratfor's report suggests organized crime has been successful at bribing everyone from squad leaders in local police units to high-ranking state and federal leaders. Since Felipe Calderón became president in 2006, 170 Mexican police officers have been killed by drug traffickers. And in the last month alone, four of the country's top anti-drug officials, including the commander of the federal police, have been murdered in Mexico City. And top-ranking police are leaving Mexico. 10 days ago, at least three border town police chiefs crossed into the U.S. and asked for political asylum.
I think the most important thing to understand is that Mexico is now on the razor's edge.
George Friedman authored the report. He says there comes a time when an imbalance in resources reverses the relationship between the government and the cartels. In 2007, Mexico exported $210 billion of goods to the U.S. The cartels make $40 billion a year. $40 billion buys influence, intimidation, and weapons. Friedman writes that the government becomes both an arena for competition between the cartels and an instrument used by one cartel against the other. That, says Friedman, is a prescription for the definition of a failed state. He says Lebanon in the 1980s is one such example where various militias dominated and controlled the central government.
You have a series of militias now, think of them that way, facing a military that is dispersed all over the country. It's not clear that the Mexican military can impose their will on the militias, on the cartels, that reshapes the way a country works. And so failed state applies not merely to a country like Haiti, where the government was just incompetent, but to countries like Lebanon or Colombia, where the government was simply overwhelmed by the forces arrayed against them.
Some analysts see echoes of Colombia, where the Medellin and Cali cartels almost toppled the state in the 80s. The cartel's motto was plomo o plata, translation, bullets or bribes. The U.S. poured money, military equipment, advisors, and foreign aid under the Plan Colombia program. The cartel's stranglehold was broken, but Colombia leftist guerrillas and right-wing paramilitary militias still control the drug trade there. The author of Plan Colombia and a former assistant defense secretary in the Clinton administration now lives in Mexico City. Ana Maria Salazar says Mexico is at a fork in the road.
The type of violence that Mexico is living right now is not going to go away tomorrow or the next day. I mean, this could go on for a couple of years, mainly because these groups are so powerful. They have access to guns and weapons from the United States in ways that other groups around the world don't have, like because of Mexico's neighborhood with the United States. So this is, unfortunately, I think is going to go on for a while.
The idea of a failed state is kind of an exaggeration.
John Bailey is a Latin American security specialist at Georgetown University.
Rather than failed state, I think of it as kind of a tipping point that the next few months would tell the story of whether the government blinks and backs away and or whether the groups are effectively repressed and they begin to find some other way to operate. So I don't think in terms of failed states. I think Mexico's, that's a trillion-dollar economy and the government's fairly coherent. I don't think of Mexico in that context at all, but I do think of this time as a kind of a tipping point.
The Stratfor report says Mexico has not yet failed, but suggests strongly that it could. The Bush administration is urging Congress to give military aid to Mexico in a strategy that brings back memories of anti-drug efforts in the 1990s. Then, Mexico was torn by violence as rival cartels fought one another. The U.S. gave helicopters and trained parts of the Mexican military to go after the cartels. But the plan had a setback. The Mexican general appointed drug czar was convicted of working with the cartels. He's serving a 71-year sentence. For The World, this is Lorne Matalon.